Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningnin M. Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the Parliament of Guyana yesterday, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said, democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said that during a crisis in any country around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. He added that the bond between India and Guyana is special. Mr. Modi mentioned that around 180 years ago, an Indian first came to Guyana, and since then, India and Guyana have always been close to each other. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio called on the Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah at New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Rio was accompanied by his cabinet colleagues. In a social media post X, the Chief Minister said they discussed about the Naga political issue, Eastern Nagaland political issue, issues relating to Nagaland-Assam border and important development projects in the state. The chairman of the Joint Committee of Parliament on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024, Jagdambika Pal, has said that the draft report of the bill is ready and the committee will soon give a date for clause-by-clause discussion. Talking to reporters in New Delhi after the meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, Mr. Pal said that during the meeting, the Ministry of Minority Affairs presented a detailed explanation on the amendments proposed by the government to the Waqf Act. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that the idea behind launching a new OTT platform is not just to bring healthy content to the digital space, but also to provide content for all sections of society, including children and youth. Mr. Sehgal informed that the platform will feature all archival materials of Doordarshan programs that people have grown up watching. Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that the motivation behind launching the OTT platform is to reach the maximum audience. The 25th All India Police Band Competition, a celebration to the dedication, precision and musical talent of police bands from across the country, came to a close yesterday, held at Assam Rifles Training Centre and School, Shokuvi. Director General Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, graced the closing ceremony as the chief guest. Assam Rifles was declared the overall winner in men's category, while Rajasthan Police was declared the overall winner in women's category. First position in men's brass band category went to Assam Rifles. Maharashtra Police and CRPF respectively secured the second and third positions. In women's brass band category, first and runner-up positions were secured by SSB and CISF respectively. In men's pipe band category, first position was secured by Assam Rifles, second and third positions were secured by CRPF and Maharashtra Police respectively. In women's category, Rajasthan Police secured the first position, while Assam Rifles and Chhattisgarh secured second and third positions, respectively. The Bugler team of Maharashtra won the first position, followed by Assam Rifles and Andhra Pradesh, respectively. A mass social work is being conducted across the districts of Nagaland today. This initiative aims to foster a sense of unity and responsibility among all citizens towards a cleaner and healthier Nagaland. During the social work, all shops and businesses are being closed from 6 a.m. to 12 noon with penalties for defaulters. All governmental offices, establishments, educational institutions and municipalities, among others, are cleaning their respective compounds and areas. The Department of Art and Culture is set to offer a diverse range of activities showcasing cultural performances, traditional art and artifacts during the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. Themed Cultural Connect, a daily cultural performance from 18 cultural troupes will be presented at the main arena at Kisama. The Artist's Corner / Art Fair will also be organized at the World War II Museum premises, Kisama. The Archives Branch will organize a joint exhibition with the National Archives of India, New Delhi, titled Nagaland and People in Archival Mirror. In addition, World War II Museum Kisama will be opened to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., while the State Museum Kohima will be opened to all the public on all working days from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.